And the leader of opposition in parliament, Joel Senyonyi, has urged the government to reverse its decision to suspend facilitation for medical interns. Raising the matter in parliament, Senyonyi warned that the move could adversely affect healthcare service delivery nationwide. Government requires about 25 billion shillings to cover facilitation for about 2,100 medical interns, whose monthly stipend is 1 million shillings each.
We are going to have a challenge. These medical interns are professionals like anybody else. If they don't have money even for accommodation, if they don't have money for feeding, how shall we expect them to show up, even without transport, to take care of us, including us in this place and our constituents out there? Honourable Speaker, I would like to urge and entreat government to immediately drop this problematic policy.
In response, Prime Minister Robin Enabanja said the cabinet will review the matter before Health Minister Dr. Chris Mariamungsi presents a comprehensive report to parliament.
Honourable Speaker, it is the President who directed the Ministry of Health to put money so that interns can be facilitated. It's not the opposition. And I want that credit to go to NRM, to go to the President. Now, two, our young people, the medical interns, as you are aware, the number has been growing over time because of a number of universities that came in place. A comprehensive report will be brought by the Minister of Health, now that he's new, for us to understand the gist of the matter. I don't want to give you half-baked information.